in terms of the molecular testings with the KRAS expanded RAS testing as well as BRAF HER2, and also more molecular testing such as Foundation, I think my experience has been that I used Foundation testing for a few of my patients who has run through all the standard testing. But given what we've been talking about here, it seems more reasonable to do that upfront. How do you feel about that in the community setting?
Well, there are a couple things. And so this is out there, and this is one of the reasons why you're asking this. But some places do not have laboratories that are set up to do their own internal panels. In that setting, often they will use a commercial vendor, which will give you a lot more information. I don't know how useful the information is, but a lot more information in addition to what you want. And so that's one reason why I see that it's being used, because their pathologists just are not up to speed in order to, you know, to do this.
That's Can I just clarify one thing, though? When you say, because I was actually going to ask you this, when we talk about the essential things, mm-hmm. like the RAS evaluation, MSI, I'd say HER2, I mean, can you get that out of NGS? You can't get amplification out of NGS,
can you? Some of them, though,
you?
Will do staining, for example, and they'll do other tests as well. It's not all sequencing. So they'll actually, depending on the vendor, will also do that.
Getting back to her basic question about the strategy of tissue testing, so, and maybe you could include where serum assays fit in.
Yeah, and so we tend not to use serum assays, you know, like circulating DNA or liquid biopsy, unless there's just no tissue and you don't want to stick a needle necessarily into someone, at least up front. And so I have done it, but generally we don't.